Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Sometimes when parents decide to set some limits with their teenager, the teenager will decide to leave home. Well, we'll talk about this and much more on this week's podcast, My Son Left Home and I Don't Know What to Do. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. So remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're answering a question from Cindy. And Cindy writes, "My son has been smoking marijuana for about 2 years, and we just recently found out about it. We have grounded him. We didn't let him go anywhere or have a cell phone. Yesterday, I found marijuana, and when he got out of school, I questioned him about it. And he said he was moving out. I tried to talk to him about it and told him we could all go together to get help. And he said he didn't need to talk to anyone. He wanted to figure it out on his own. He told us he loved us and we did nothing wrong. He just needed time to think. So we decided to let him leave with only 2 sets of clothes, no money, and gave him his cell phone that he had paid for. But I shut the service off because I pay the monthly charge for it. I'm very worried about his well-being. He does have ADHD and depression, but has not taken his medication in a long time because he doesn't like the way it makes him feel. I'm at a loss of what to do. Should I call the cops to get him to come back, or do I send him somewhere to get help? Please help me with this. He has social issues, has to have instant gratification, and feels everyone is against him. There was an issue the other day where he didn't speak to his daddy until his daddy bought him a can of snuff. Then things were good and he started talking and cutting up. So, please help." Well, thanks for your question, Cindy. Your son said he's leaving home, and you're not sure whether to call the police and have them bring him home, let him go, or send him someplace. Well, let's take a look at the bigger picture here. You didn't share your son's age. I'm guessing he's at least 15 and not 18. Obviously, he's been struggling for quite a while, and you've gotten him treatment. That's how he was prescribed medication. I'm not sure if it's for his depression, his ADHD, or both, but he doesn't like the way it makes him feel, so he doesn't take it. Now, obviously, you and your husband want what's best for your son, and now you find out he's been smoking marijuana, and you want him to see a therapist with you and get some advice together. Perfectly reasonable. So why did he decide to move out, and how should you handle it? Well, clearly, he is not doing well from the point of view of growing and maturing. You don't mention how he's doing in school, but I'm guessing not very well. You describe him as wanting instant gratification, and managing and delaying our desire for gratification is an important emotional skill for school success and school performance. The other issue is that he was able to manipulate his father into buying him snuff. And I'm sure neither you nor his dad want him using tobacco products. But dad gave in order to get your son to be friendly towards him. So, here is what's wrong. Your son is way behind on his social and emotional development. His executive functions, like we talked about last week, are underdeveloped. Planning and organization, impulse control, emotional management, to name just three of the big five, are obviously seriously lacking. Now, kids with ADHD, as your son has, will have some problems in these areas. But your son has gone way beyond some problems to big problems. Cindy, I believe, from the way you wrote your question, that English is not your first language. I edited some of your pronoun use and other grammar, but I don't say that as any form of criticism. I admire and am amazed by you and people who come to the U.S. and learn English. So I wish I could learn another language, and I do struggle to learn Spanish, and I'm not nearly as skilled with it as you are with English. And if I'm wrong about that, I apologize. But if for those people who are coming from other countries, it does raise certain issues, whether you come from Asia or the Middle East or Mexico or Central America. I have no idea, but very often parents from these areas are unfamiliar with U.S. institutions such as our schools and our medical systems and aren't practiced in how to get the best response from these institutions. So while you and your husband were trying to get help for your son, the institutions didn't get you sufficient help. And your son didn't do the growing that he needed to do. Kids need empowered parents as well as safe, welcoming, and supportive schools. And if you and his father are unclear about how to get his needs met in this culture, or any parent is at odds with how to get their kids' needs met in the culture, you're going to feel at a disadvantage to advocate for them and to take a stand with them when that's exactly what, in this case, your son needs you to do. Whoever prescribed medication for his ADHD or his depression should have followed up and made sure that he had the support and the counseling needed to go along with it. And there should have been a plan to follow up on the plan. All this is water under the bridge, right? But at this point, it's important to understand how we got here, and it hasn't been from your lack of trying. So now what? Here is something vital to keep in mind. Your son loves you, and he needs you, and even if he's walking away, he will be back. He does not have the resources to go out successfully on his own. Not the financial resources, not the emotional or the social resources, not the maturity. You and your husband need to understand that your son's maturing and growing up is a process, a long-term process. And if you have clear guidelines for going forward and stick to those, he will learn, grow, and mature over time. Your son needs empowered parents. Parents who will have clear, healthy standards, including an expectation of responsible, cooperative behavior, and no substance abuse. Parents who will offer privileges only when they're earned by meeting those standards. Now, you've already taken important steps in that direction by taking away the privileges of a data plan, and when you found the marijuana, taking away the privilege of going out. One missing ingredient is that it wasn't clear to me anyway how he was going to earn back those privileges. What did he need to do? But that'll be when we're back into active parenting again. Let's look at your question about sending him someplace, which is a very good option under these circumstances when a teenager under 18 is out of control or not at all accountable. Because we can't control our kids, right? But we can control our parenting. And when we do, when we set standards and kids choose to not be accountable to those standards, well, then they are out of control. Wilderness programs are an excellent way to get youth off of drugs and feeling a lot better. In wilderness programs, they're with counselors or with other kids facing similar issues, and they're with naturalists, and they get a lot of support for personal growth. Kids in the programs who have already made some progress help the newer kids learn to take responsibility, and the kids called each other out on their manipulation and their self-destructive behavior. So these teens develop self-esteem and they develop pride from their accomplishments in the wilderness. And then after 30 to 45 days in a wilderness program, the program and the placement professional who helped choose the program, they can help you decide what's next. Often, it's a therapeutic boarding school, but if they are coming home to their parents, they and the family will need strong follow-up counseling support and an appropriate educational placement as well. Even if they were to go to a therapeutic boarding school, eventually they will come home. Yes, all this is expensive, and most families don't have those kinds of financial resources. I'm going to share just last evening, I was at a fundraising event for a school program in Santa Cruz County called Food What? Yes, a strange name, but it's a fabulous youth empowerment and food justice program. It's designed for kids struggling with self-esteem, struggling with mental health and substance abuse, often family trauma, and it gives them a community that accepts them and inspires them. In the program, they learn to grow food, cook food, eat and distribute sustainably grown food. And while they learn about nutrition and learn about health and the environment, they learn about themselves. And they build confidence and character. And you can find this program at www.foodwhat.org. But that's beside the point. If you want to make a contribution, man, they'd love it and they need it and would go really to good use. But the point is that this is a program that kids go to voluntarily. But for my point here is that it is a positive peer culture with strong adult support. And that is the formula for powerful mental and behavioral health treatment for kids. So regardless of whether your son goes to a program or you work with him at home and in the community, he will need to be involved in positive social environments. So what if you don't have the resources to send your youth to a program? Okay, well, plan B is to put yourselves as parents back in the driver's seat and continue down the path that you were starting on. Now, different states in the U.S. have different laws regarding running away youth and how law enforcement will deal with it. Policies can differ town to town as well, so you can go to your local law enforcement agency and ask how they will handle it and what they advise. However, I wouldn't be surprised that by the time you listen to this podcast, he's already returned home. Regardless of what your son does, if he cooperates or not, here are your basic principles to stay with. Stay positive that you believe in him and you're there for him. And stay patient because he might not turn around quickly. Positive and patient. Have faith. Then, do not allow yourself to be manipulated. But particularly like I'm going to be in a bad mood unless I get what I want. He can be in a bad mood and you can stay positive and tell him, here is how you get what you want, which is, point number three, you're going to require responsible, cooperative behavior. And that's how you're going to offer privileges. And that can include his cell phone service, possible use of a car, or time out with friends, all of those things. In your case, Cindy, before offering any privileges, insist on professional help and guidance for you and his dad and your son. And he's going to need some time on his own with a therapist, and you're going to need some time together with a therapist. And maybe you and his dad will have some time alone with a therapist. A part of that help must be to make sure your son is in the right educational environment and that he's getting learning support for kids with ADHD and he's getting the help for depression, not just with medication. And your son may very well require substance abuse treatment because you say he's been using marijuana for 2 years. Well, I don't know how often or how much, but that could very well be addiction. And finally, he needs a job or involvement in a program like the Food What program I talked about. That would be important. That way, he's building skills, building character, and self-esteem. If you follow these basic guidelines, things will get steadily better. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone, and special thanks to you, Cindy, for your question. I hope it was helpful. If you're struggling with your teenager, work with challenging youth, pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. You'll be amazed at how actionable it is. And I'd like to remind you all to please take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.